The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but run. 800-990-3776. Justin in Middleton has a question for Joshy. Joshy, I have some thoughts. Are you taking calls or no?
Answer the phone, would you?
I tried to answer and I got a dial tone. I saw it, Justin.
All right, Justin.
Try it again, Justin.
We do have connection issues sometimes with our phone.
Yeah.
That
now, what an excuse that is.
We were just talking about it yesterday, you dink.
You're the dink.
You're mad at your dad, not me. I forgive you. It's the type of morning it is here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Alex Stroh for Cousin Stuff of the Day. We are taking your phone calls. 800-990-3776. The extended conversation the polar bear had prior to his home run at bat makes me believe Devin was tipping his pitches. That coming from Rocky. Man. Yeah, look, if somebody like John Boy, who is just plugged in, saw potentially Devin Williams tipping his pitches, I believe that the Mets picked up on it. And that would make sense because the pitch that was hit for a home run was the first home run this year that he's given up off of a changeup. First opposite field home run, I believe, that Devin Williams has ever given up. And it wasn't that bad of a changeup. Started pretty far off the plate and came back. And he hit it out.
The fact that it's the changeup should tell you everything because that's the pitch if you don't know what you're getting,
yeah.
you're leaving.
Mm-hmm.
If he's going to beat me with the changeup, he's going to beat me with the changeup. You're hunting fastballs at that point.
Yeah.
So to take that opposite field the way he did, feels like he knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Does it matter, though?
No.
Does it matter?
No, but it's an explanation.
Is this how we get to the closure period of our five steps of grieving?
No, I mean, time's the only thing that's going
right.
to get us that.
I mean, Gabe, what's happiness? What does matter today?
Being sad. That's what matters today, Joshy.
And that's making me not any less or more sad.
But neither is breaking down whether or not Devin Williams tipped his pitches, right? It happened. It sucked. The polar bear hit a home run. We lost. That's what matters. We lost an amazing and incredible opportunity to advance and to keep fighting and to keep showing up and to keep giving it an opportunity. This was a team, and I've said this 100 times this season, that played its best ball with its backs up against the wall. They're down 1-0 in a best of three series. They win game two. They're up in game three entering the ninth inning. They screwed up a terrific opportunity to advance, and that's what hurts today. I don't care if Devin Williams was tipping his pitches. I don't care if people are mad about managerial changes in game one, two, or three. It doesn't matter today. What matters is the opportunity was missed, and here we are again on a Friday that's supposed to be happy and celebrating the Brewers headed to the next round and previewing a big Packers game in week five. None of that matters today. Nothing matters today. What matters is being sad and upset because that's what I am.
I don't know if this is going to make you feel any better.
It won't.
Danny texts in, I grew up in Milwaukee, so I'm a big Wisconsin sports fan. I graduated from UGA. My husband graduated from Alabama. Needless to say, last night's loss was icing on the cake. That's tough, Danny. I feel for you.
It's a
tough household to pee in after that Georgia-Alabama game on Saturday. This is not a great way to follow that
tough
up for
week.
You.
That's a tough week.
It's a tough week for you. So I do feel for you, Danny. Just know we feel your pain. 800-990-3776. Let's go out to Chef Ed. Chef Ed, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Alex Stroh, our cousin sub of the day.
How's it going, guys? You guys know that I'm a major texter, but I want to thank you for letting you guys lay on the couch today because I need to lay on the couch. I was at the 1982 World Series. I've been in three NFC Championship games. I've had a lot of heartbreak over the years, and this one is rough. This one's really going to take a while. It was set up perfectly. I keep asking myself, how did this happen? I mean, I hate the joy and the screaming of Bauer's home run. Didn't even calm down before, boom, Freelich pitch went out. I said, we got Devin Williams coming in. Mm-hmm. This is a done deal. I would have been happy with a one-run lead going to the ninth with Devin on the mound. And this one's going to take a while. This one really stings.
Yeah, and I'm right there with you, Chef Ed. I don't think you're alone in this one is going to linger. It just, yeah.
That felt like a rapid fire of all the things that I've been feeling.
Yeah, that was really well done by Chef Ed.
It did have a little more context. I was not at the 82 one, but I've got a few more losses that I can slip in there somewhere to feel the same way.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, we all can, unfortunately. But, I mean, it's like I said before, it's a great privilege to be in these spots all the time as a Wisconsin sports fan, but that doesn't help the pain, right? I mean,
no. This team sucks.
But I will say, this Brewers team, and maybe it's because this is my first year in Milwaukee, right? This is my first baseball season in Milwaukee, so I was so plugged in on this team, and it just felt like, for how young they were and inexperienced they were and battling through injuries and everything they battled through this year, this team just felt different.
I will say this, and one of the things I wish Craig would have said when he joined us and compared this team to last year's Packers team. Yeah. The one thing they certainly do have in common is the lack of expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And that lack of expectation made last year's Packers season, when they went on the run that they did, so much more fun. It just felt like you grabbed onto it a little bit more, right?
There's a comparison to draw about the way they went out, too.
Yeah, and this Brewers team, again, I had no idea what to expect. Had no idea. After losing Craig, after, you know, having to trade away Burns, after mm-hmm. all the things, and for them to be this good, like, it was a young, fun team. They were a thrill to watch. Like, the way that they play, and that's, I think, what I'm also just really sad about. Not only am I sad that they lost in the postseason, I'm just sad that it's over.
Yeah.
Like, not just because I would love to see them get a chance at the Phillies, I just love watching this team play baseball in the way that they play it. It was different than any team that we've had in the Brewers, and it's so much. It's been a lot of fun. 800-990-3776. I see you, Justin and Middleton. We will get to you. Please be patient. Justin and Middleton, more of your calls coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But I do want to tell you, maybe you should do it today. It's going to be a full sports weekend. Always is when you get to the fall. You want to make sure your freezer is stocked with Palermo's Pizza. And the great thing about Palermo's is whatever is the kind of appetite you have, maybe you want a thin crust pizza or a medium crust. Maybe you want a rising crust, a thicker pizza. Palermo's has you covered with so many different brands under the Palermo's umbrella. They're going to find one that fits your appetite. I mean, here's just an example of some of the things Palermo's has. Palermo's Urban Pie, Connie's Surfer Boy Pizza, Screamin' Sicilian. And think about all the different kind of Screamin' Sicilian pizzas that exist as well. How does Palermo's do this? Well, they've been doing it for 60 years in Wisconsin, so of course they know premium frozen pizza. Find them in your grocer's frozen food aisle. Palermo's. Flavor is our family's business.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What operating system does a Chewy computer run on?
I believe it's a Cat 14.
It's a COS. It's a Chewy operating system.
I was thinking Windows 98.
Yeah, very similar.
It's dial-up. Let me get my modem.
Chewy. On 94.5 ESPN.
A lot of sadness, a lot of anger. Yeah, it's, Mark in Watertown says, Palermo's Pizza, basket of wings, few pitchers of beer might help ease the pain.
I can tell you right now, I think I participated in two of the three of those last night. It didn't help a lot.
Well, because you didn't have the trio.
Yeah, that's fair.
Clearly, I don't know which one you were missing.
I was missing the wings.
Okay.
I had a Palermo's, had a few beers.
What'd you go with?
Mambo Italiano.
Okay,
of course.
All right.
Of course. A little hot sauce on top of it, but I still feel bad.
Yeah,
as delicious as it was, I was momentarily happy.
Yeah, again.
Tears between each bite.
Yeah, right. Just rewatching Euchre's sign off over and over again.
Then the pizza's gone, then you're sad.
Right.
It's just a whole glass case of emotion situation. 800-990-3776. Dump your bucket with us as the Brewers season has come to a close. Justin and Middleton, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. So I grew up in New Mexico, been in Wisconsin 4 years, and I'm a new Brewers fan. And so I don't experience the pain quite as much as you, but I grew up in New Mexico, and the team that was always played on the radio was the Dodgers. And so was able to listen to Vin Scully, and then up here getting to listen to Uke. And we have to think about the reality. Not only was the season over, I mean, Uke's 90 years old. This could have been the last game he ever calls. He's basically year to year on his contract, whether he's going to call another game again. So that's kind of bittersweet. And just in closing, to tie it into some song lyrics, because I'm a musician, as Garth Brooks said in his classic The Dance, it just kind of goes back to what Jason was talking about and what you guys have talked about. Would you rather, you know, never go to the playoffs and not experience the pain? But the line says, I could have missed the pain, but then I'd have had to miss the dance. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you, Justin.
That's beautiful.
And I do feel that, like, with time, like, today's not the day to be like, oh, man.
No.
Because, like, being at the game, I was there last night. And I'll tell you what. So where I was sitting in 222, and we were far enough back, we were close to the concourse. And Uke wasn't on the call the first two nights. But, Uke's on the call tonight. You can hear it in the concourse. Really only at the beginning of the game, because there's just been a kind of a constant buzz the rest of the game. Right. You couldn't pick it up, but... So I was excited about that. I thought that was a good omen. But even like the moments of euphoria of the two home runs last night of Garrett Mitchell from the night before, like those will be fun memories to look back on. But right now they don't help. Right? That doesn't ease the pain of ultimately was the three-run home run from Alonso last night.
I do want to comment quickly on Uke and just... That man has been the soundtrack to people who grew up in the Milwaukee area, like the soundtrack of their summer. For as long as I've been alive, I've gotten in the car and listened to Bob Uecker on the radio talking to Brewers, and that's one that like really stings, especially when you hear Yelich talking about it. He, as we do the Uke playing it out there and getting off there. That is going to be one of the toughest things.
Do you have that sound, Josh? I think we should play it.
Play it.
Because so rarely, like Uke is an extension of the team, right? Mm-hmm. Like, as you mentioned, like Bob Uecker, especially if you are a Brewers fan, is synonymous with the Brewers. Like they've had how many different players, managers, owners, general managers.
He's the staple.
But literally through my entire life, and broadcast partners who have gone on to do great things. You know, you think of
so many
of all the different guys that have gone on to be number ones across the league after working with Uke. Of course, Pat Hughes is a Hall of Famer. And he just means something different. And even though he's not around as much as he used to be around this team, he still finds a way to make these connections and these bonds. And here's what Christian Yelich had to say last night about Bob Uecker.
Sorry, I thought you were looking for the Uke call. Here we go.
You know, that's kind of a tough one. But, you know, all the other stuff is, you know, it is what it is. It's a tough way for your season to end, but you know, talking to Uke, you know, one on one was tough. You know, by far the hardest part of the night for me was talking to Bob and you know just all that stuff, but you know. He still kind of laughs through it all and that whole deal. And I mean, all you guys know him pretty well from around here. So, yeah.
Christian, what made that so tough? It almost feels like the loss is sort of secondary in your mind right now.
yeah, it's not. I don't really want to get into that, but it's just it's tough. Yeah.
What has he meant to you?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. It means a lot. Got to know him pretty good over the last 7 years, so just right over there. Just a great guy.
There was a sign last night that said, do it for Uke, and Like, he just has a connection, not just with the fan base, with the players, unlike any other broadcaster.
He's an absolute legend. And yeah, and I know we played his sign off earlier and hearing everybody talk about it. He's a legend. So yeah, that one hurts. It hurts that he still hasn't been able to call a World Series game for the Crew. And, you know, again, just to go back to what we've been talking about all morning, this felt like a year in which they had a really good shot, just given all the adversity they overcame. I know Craig mentioned it, right? This was the team that was picked last in the NL Central. They led the NL Central for pretty much the entire season,
mm-hmm.
right? And despite, you know, the guy we just heard from, Christian Yelich, he was an all-star starter. End of July, ruled out the rest of the year due to back surgery. You know, and no Woodruff, you trade Corbin Burnes. Robert Gasser comes in and you lose him for the season. You lose Uribe for the season. You lose your manager in the offseason. I mean, everything changed and so many things out of your control happened. And this was still a first-place team. This was still a team that was providing all those exciting moments.
Wasn't, by the way, it wasn't close.
Right. Right.
First place.
They were the first team to clinch.
To clinch their division in baseball.
And unfortunately, they fall in the wild card round. And, you know, nothing you can do about it. But it just felt like they had it in the bag last night. And that's what makes this so painful. And I think as we've been listening to players and everybody on the broadcast from last night, there's just like an unbelievable amount of dismay and confusion of what just happened, right? Because I think everybody, we entered the top of the ninth up two runs. Devin Williams is taking the mound. As you mentioned, the lights go out. You go, here we go. Mom, we're going to Philly. We're going to win this. We just got to close it out. And then we know what happens. And so nobody had a lot of time to process. What the hell just happened out there at AmFam Field, right? You have a lead. The improbable happened. Sal Frelick hit a freaking home run last night. He hasn't done that since May.
Not just a home run. A tank.
A tank? What was it, 408?
It was 107 off the bat.
Oh, God.
His farthest home run this year was like 361, like 390-something. Like, it was 20 feet farther than anything he had hit all year.
Wow.
Hadn't hit one since May 15th.
Yeah, he crushed that ball.
And even though he's not a home run hitter, he had two all year. When you hit one that hard, you know, he admired.
Oh, he took his time. He took his sweet time to watch that thing go out the park. And right before him, obviously, right, the Jake Bowers home run, which I don't know if we've highlighted, it's a second night in a row. In Game 2 and Game 3, the pinch hitter came in and hit a crucial home run, like Garrett Mitchell did in Game 2. So it just felt like everything was going the Brewers' way, and then the ninth happens.
And it wasn't.
So as we listen to these audio clips and we hear all the reaction from immediately following the loss, you just realize people are processing their emotions live because it happened so quickly. All of a sudden, as we're riding high, going into the ninth inning, boom, it all falls down. And Bryce Terang, who doesn't ground into double plays, grounds into a double play to end the game.
I didn't see what the exit velo on that, but he hit it so hard.
He hit it so hard. And, you know,
one foot either way, and it's a hit. And
hit it straight to an MVP candidate. What do you do?
We'll continue to take your calls, but the Packers do have a game coming up on Sunday. We will talk about that. And we will continue to talk about the Brewers. Coming up next, but it doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. Mentality has helped me. A local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Look, you can compete at work and sports like you did years ago. Maybe you're tired, groggy, just don't have that energy that you used to. Those could be signs of low testosterone. And if they are, go to lowtusa.com. Set up an appointment. See if it is low testosterone. And if it is, Mentality can help you the way that they've helped me. Look, I've got this show. I've got another show this afternoon. I'm doing our high school game tonight. I need a lot of energy. And Mentality has helped me get that energy throughout the course of my day. So go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments at lowtusa.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You got to have a condiment with the bread.
Yeah, you want some sort of
alone.
Yeah, you want some sort of lubricant with the bread. Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
It's just necessary.
You follow
like, you don't just be sitting there eating like pieces of white bread with nothing on it.
Can't be going dry.
Yeah, can't be raw dog and just white bread.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone. All my dreams pass before my eyes again.
Watertown wants to chime in. He was waiting on hold, but he had to hang up. So he texted in his thoughts at 800-990-3776. Every year, it's always what we are. It's where we're going to lose, not what are we going to add. This offseason, it will be Reese. He's going to opt out. Adamas will no doubt get a good deal somewhere, willing to pay him what he's worth. Until Adonazio decides the Brewers baseball is more important than Norwich City or his neighbors. It's a good pop, especially with all the sand.
Yep, the sand, yeah. Yep.
You can do your own research on that if you don't know what we're talking about. This is all we can expect. Well, money doesn't guarantee success. Nobody ever talks about the Moneyball A's losing the first round of the playoffs. I understand that. And I'm not going to say you're wrong. If that's the way you feel, it's the way you feel.
Look at you go.
But last night, they didn't lose because they didn't have a high enough payroll.
No.
They lost because one of their best players didn't perform when he needed to perform.
The Mets did not win because they had the number one payroll in baseball. Right? That's not the reason they won that game last night. They crushed a ball. Pete Alonso specifically crushed a ball at the exact right time when they needed it most. It felt like a clutch moment that we've seen plenty of from the Brewers throughout the 162-game regular season.
Yeah, and Josh, I know you're one of the guys who always wants to harp on the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, money hardo.
And I think, well, I think that's, it's going to be a conversation we are going to have whenever the day is this offseason that Willie Adamas signs a six-year, $200 million contract or whatever he ends up getting. Like, I think there is a conversation to be had. I don't think payroll's the reason they lost last night.
No, I'm the avowed, why isn't Mark Adonazio spending more money guy on the show. I'm going to be that forever. But if you take the context of the way this team performed, finished the season as one of the best in all of baseball, one of the best run differentials in all of baseball, the pieces were there to be successful. You can always have more.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets could have had more. The Dodgers could always have more. You always want to get better. But once you enter the postseason, all that stuff goes away.
Yeah.
It's your guys versus their guys. You beat their guys most often throughout the season. Most other teams, you beat their guys, no matter what their payroll was. That stuff doesn't matter to me. There's one thing I want to add as an addition to that, though. A little but.
However.
And I love Pat Murphy, big Pat Murphy guy. The amount he's mentioned payroll and small market really, really makes me upset. I don't feel like I need my manager telling me that.
Sure. That's fair.
That's a fair gripe.
That is something that Matt Arnold deals with and the people up in the executive branch. And
the executive branch of Brewers government.
Yeah. I don't wanna say Pat Murphy's making excuses, but it feels a little like it. He mentioned it even after, was it game one that you sent it before game two?
Yeah, I sent you.
It was game one, yeah.
Well, I sent Josh. So Josh and Ashley and I were doing the show after game one. And I sent you guys, or after game two, whatever I sent it.
Yeah.
Like, because it was right before game two that he had his press conference, and he was talking about, like, the important thing is, how do we respond? Do we get off the mat? And all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like he throws in there the payroll thing, which was just so far not a part of the overall point he was making. And it's the one thing, of course, like Josh texted back, like, oh.
It's like a siren. My ears go. There is audio here. It's a little bit long. This is about the Brewers' five straight early exits from the playoffs. And I found Murphy's response pretty interesting and illuminating. I want to see what you guys think of it.
Murph, this is obviously five straight times out in the first round of the playoffs. I don't know if you can describe the disappointment of another early exit in the playoffs, but how do you put that into words?
I mean, you can look at history if you want, but I think the best part of history, if you want to report on history, is the Brewers have been to the playoffs 6 out of 7 years with one of the smallest budgets in the smallest market in baseball. So I think that's something that the organization should be commended for. Early exits out of the playoffs, I mean, there's not a lot of teams that go deep every year, you know. We showed we're competitive, and, you know, we had the fourth best record in baseball, and we didn't do anything to get ourselves out of the postseason, and the credit goes to the Mets. But if you want to emphasize that, that's your right to do whatever you'd like to emphasize. I'd like to emphasize the Brewers organization has been to the postseason 6 out of 7 years with not the biggest budget, and and quite frankly, in a real small market. So I think that's something to hang your hat on. I'm disappointed like anyone else, but things happen.
Go fourth row on the right.
Every team we've lost to in the playoffs, as you know, every team we've lost to in the playoffs went to the World Series. Now, I can't predict what's going to happen here, but...
I was actually going to bring that up.
Yeah, I mean, he's just lashing out at the end.
Yeah,
he's just grasping for straws. He's just trying to figure it out. Look, two things can be true.
I don't disagree with him, for the record.
Two things can be true. The Brewers should be commended for making... Because even in the baseball playoffs, like, baseball is actually what the NFL pretends to be in terms of parity. Like, there's a lot more parity in Major League Baseball. The Rangers and the Diamondbacks played for the World Series last year. Neither were in the playoffs this year.
Didn't even have a bite at the apple.
Yeah, didn't even have a bite. So, yes, do I think the Brewers should be commended for 6 out of 7 years? That is incredibly difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
However, you can still be disappointed and sad and have this sting being early exits 5 out of the last 5 times they've been there. Mm-hmm. Like, those two things can hold true. Like, you don't have to pick the way Murphy is trying to there, one or the other. That you can hold both of those thoughts in your mind at the same time. And that's okay.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, because the early exit sucks, right? This year, probably... hurts a little bit less than past years. I think 2018 is the golden example for how much that one hurt and how close they were. You were game away.
It is the closest the Brewers have ever been to a World Series in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I was born in 86, so I wasn't around in 82. In 11, they made it to game 6 of the NLCS.
Mm-hmm.
And in 18, they made it to game 7.
So this one, in terms of bites at the apple, hurts maybe a little bit less. But I'm sick of losing.
Yeah.
I'm just sick of losing.
Losing sucks.
Losing sucks.
It stinks.
And
it's the worst.
You know, I've seen several people text in what happiness is Kevin Durant's big toe. Because had it not been for that, maybe the Bucks don't win in 21. Sure, I guess.
Yeah.
To Pat Murphy's point, though, I think why he highlights the two statistics, right? The payroll and the small market. It's because it is an incredible accomplishment. Right, I mean, you look around the other small markets. It's pretty rare they're doing what the Brewers have done on such a consistent basis. But to get there again and again and again and again and not break through, it's just depressing and tiring. Like, I'm tired, and I know it's the day after. And when March and April roll around, I'll be excited to see this team back at it, and excited to see them kick some ass in the NL Central and be competing again for a first round bye, hopefully, which they really should have had this year, but that's beside the point.
I want to be careful with my words here. I'm not calling Pat Murphy a loser, but that's loser talk. Well, our market,
he
our
lost.
Payroll.
He lost. And he's highlighting the good.
I don't care about
it's not
the
loser
market.
Talk.
I know you don't,
but like, let him for this, you know, if you want to believe. You know, he's reeling, man. Like, he's just searching for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to put much stock into that. Like,
searching's one thing. Is searching for, well, it's actually impressive we're here. Like, I don't know why I've heard him mention the budget 2 times in the past 2 days. I don't know why that matters to me right now. Because if we were to go back and do it, we can get into the conversation, Pat, if you want to, about how your owner elects not to use money that he could if he chose to. Like, if we want to have that conversation, we can do that. But to say, like, small market, yeah, we know. We live here. We watch this
We're
team.
Aware.
It's true,
we,
yeah.
We're aware.
We know very damn well. And there is, bring a valid point. He's reeling. That was heartbreaking. I believe you called it devastating.
Yeah.
He called it a tragedy, yeah.
All those things. But stop telling me about the money. Because unless you can get Mark to spend more, it's going to be the same thing. And is that going to be the excuse next time? And the time after that?
It's a fair point. I don't know. Maybe he's doing that in a way of protest, right?
pointed out so Mark has to address it.
I'm lashing out.
Lash out.
I really like him.
If
those loser cups.
Lash out off.
If we, because again, now it comes to the having two different thoughts in your mind and being able to try to have those compete. Because this is the best Brewers baseball has ever been.
Yes.
Yeah. 100%.
Right?
Golden era.
But when you see an ownership group just down the street at Fiserv Forum willing to go into the, everybody's favorite NBA term, second apron, right? And probably lose money year over year, but understand that you're going to get it back on the back end. And yet you see Mark Attanasio, who's not willing to do that. Like, that's also tough to grapple with.
Correct.
Right? Because there are people out there that are willing to do that. And Attanasio is not selling anytime soon.
No.
So it's just something you have to come to terms with. But also, at the same time, he deserves to be... It's kind of like Herb Cole's legacy with the Bucks. Like, he oversaw some really bad times. Uh-huh. But we honestly do not have a championship with the Bucks if it's not for Herb Cole.
100%.
Because he kept the team here. He made sure they stayed here. And that's the first line that should be. And I believe with Attanasio, the first line should be, this is the most sustained success the Brewers franchise has ever seen on the field. I think that should be the first line. There should be a comma and a but following it.
A big hairy but.
No, not that kind. Come on, man.
He's trying to giggle a little bit.
Got me. Worked for me.
This trophy's not around us enough. He's not impervious to the occasional.
I'll always laugh at a butt joke. I mean, I'll never grow out of that.
I said we were going to talk about the Packers. We haven't yet. I guess maybe we will. I guess we'll all find out together next.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Where else can you get football analysis that includes things like dropsies and picksies and intercepsies and flowy? It's flowy. Flowy. The offense needs to be more flowy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Ben texts in, you guys make this to be doom and gloom. They've been to the playoffs 6 out of the last 7 years. Would you be more or less irritated had they not been in the playoffs? Look, we want them to be in the playoffs. I want to, but that doesn't mean like today doesn't sting.
I'd like an NLCS.
Yeah, me too. But I have reached this conclusion after discussing this for the last 2 hours. I'd rather feel like this than nothing at all. I think 3 Days Grace had a song like that back in the 2000s. I'd rather feel pain than nothing at all.
Yeah.
That's how I'm feeling.
Sick reference, bro.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I saw they're in the news right now. They're all lead singers.
Were you inspired by our caller who had quoted a song earlier?
Yes, okay, correct.
So you were just going through the song lyrics in your head?
No. 3 Days Grace is in the news now. So fresh in my mind.
To juxtapose how we are feeling today, we've got a lot of pain because our teams are good.
Yep.
Brewers are good.
They are.
Packers are good. Bucks are good.
We think so.
Could be worse. You could be a Chicago sports fan, and where the biggest games of the year, your teams aren't even
what
playing.
A bunch of dorks. Well, what a bunch of frickin' dorks.
Well, and so here's David Kaplan, host over
we're playing this?
Over at ESPN 1000.
This made my blood boil.
Here is a video. I'm not sure when he tweeted this out. I saw this morning. I retweeted it, but here's what David Kaplan had to say this morning.
Hey, what's the difference between the 2024 Milwaukee Brewers and the 2024 Chicago Cubs? 4 days. 4 days! Take that, Brewers! Bye-bye! We've got all 3 games in Milwaukee at our stadium. Bye-bye! See you! Head to the golf course, go fishing, because you're out. And guess what? Our front office got their back up against the wall. Oh, yeah. They're going to spend money, and they're going to add on. Guess what? Bye-bye. Hope you enjoyed those 4 days. Gone. Ha-ha! Take that. Yeah!
I mean, I hope the Cubs are spending money because, man, you got 10 games to make up. You guys are so far in the rear view. Look, This is the state of Chicago sports. They all stink. Every last one of them. They're bad. I'm not even sure the last time one of them made the playoffs. So this is, you know, and it's unfortunate because Cap is dragging down his partner, Jonathan Hood, who I do GKW with last night, and was gracious enough to tell me, hey, don't do the show tonight. Go to the game instead. That's game three. You need to be there. Go do that. So, I mean, they're not all like that. Jay Hood's great, but Cap decided that this is something he needed to do. He needed to lash out because literally all of their teams suck and can't even make the playoffs.
It's pathetic. It's loser's mentality. It's sad.
It's more sad than anything.
I mean, it is. It's pathetic. No, it's worse than sad. It's pathetic. That's what you have to look forward to?
Yeah, because
you might spend some money in free agency.
I mean, it's what
you're still going to suck.
It's what he has to look forward
to. We have Jackson Chourio. You have Craig Counsell outside of his prime.
Yeah, I mean, it's all he has to look forward to. You know what professional sports teams from Chicago are in the last calendar year against teams from Wisconsin?
You have a record?
I do.
What is it?
Teams from Chicago are 6-13. 6-13 against teams from Wisconsin.
It's pretty good.
It's 2-1.
Yeah, it's not good.
I, myself here, I'm a self-described hater, big time.
Yeah.
Love reveling in other teams losing almost as much as my team's winning. I'll tell you what I'll never do is celebrate when my team's sitting at home. When my team wasn't even in the dance.
Maybe not publicly. Doing it publicly is something different.
Yeah, it's just, what? And for your hope to be, our GM's back against the wall, that's how people get fired.
Correct.
Being back against the wall is a bad spot to be in.
Well, you spent a bunch of money last year. How'd that work out?
Yeah, what's more money going to do?
Third place?
What's more money going to do? You guys?
I mean, it's not like they're going to go out and buy Juan Soto.
No.
You took one of the best things from the Brewers, and the Brewers got better. Thank you. Maybe we should be thanking the Cubs.
We should be, and we should be.
For taking Craig Counsell.
Yeah, out of his prime. He was a good manager occasionally when he was here. Not no more!
Again, 6-13. Losers. Teams from Chicago against teams from Wisconsin. So this is all they have to look forward to. We can unite in hating what David Kaplan did.
Packers win Sunday?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
I mean, there are going to be a couple of drives where the Rams look good because Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay are good. They just can't sustain it.
No.
They just can't sustain it.
Bolt race.
Yeah, I think I said 28-13. Something like that. Will the Italian Steinhoffels coming up next.